Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 5:45. And roll call, Sean Giese. Will McCominick here? Stacy Kirkland? Absent. Jason Ingram?
Here.
Randy Collier?
Is absent.
Absent. Okay, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, let me share a flag for anybody that needs it.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So without Randy here, okay. I'll move that to our
new Okay. So item three, we were going to do the swearing in of our new member, but she had an emergency and is not at the meeting. So we will move that to our next meeting. And approval of the agenda.
Second.
First and second. Hey, Sean and Jason. All in favor? Oh, we don't have to do it by roll, right? Because we don't have anyone zoomed in, or do we?
We still have Zoom participants, so we should still do it.
Oh, we still have to by roll. Okay. So approval by roll, Sean.
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Jason.
Aye.
Do I have to go through the absence?
Okay.
The consent agenda. Any questions? Hey, okay, first.
To approve from last time.
It was in the regular packet, not in the little add-on packet.
Okay.
I'll second. All in favor by roll, Sean.
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Jason.
Aye.
Okay. Public comments. There's no one from the public at this location.
Well,
anywhere
sure
else?
On the iPhone.
I think that's Amanda.
Amanda, are you still with us?
I'm here. I got it to work. Thank you.
Did you need to make any public comments?
Nope.
Okay.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay, moving on to section 7, reports. Do board members have anything to report? Nope. Executive director report.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that's not on my written report, and Jared could help us with this, we got approved for some E-rate funds. Jared? Did you see that in your email yet?
I did not read that email yet.
Oh, we are going to be entitled to about $40,000 to help pay for our internet and connectivity for this site for next year. For this site and?
So for between Portola and Doyle, it's $50,000. And for Susanville, it's $4,000. But that's just because that's the price of it in Susanville. Not that they needed that much less.
And what was it for again? I didn't hear that part.
So we're getting federal funds. It's called E-rate that they make available. We apply for it. It's actually pretty burdensome, the process, but it's going to pay, like we buy services from LCOE, their tech support, which is why Kelly's is so much less, because we're buying it right from there.
Okay. Good.
When we're buying it here, we need Plumas, Rural, Sierra, what's the name?
Plumas Sierra Telecommunication does the transport for us. And for Doyle, it comes out to $28,500. And for Portola, it's $16,500 just for the transport of the data.
Okay. So that was really great news to hear that that got approved, because that's money we're not spending. But we, you know, they hold us on the hook. We have to do a certain amount of training on safety. Internet safety is one of the things that we have to do and document that we do. What else, Jared or Phil?
So staff has to train, but we also have to train for students. There's a lot of our internet safety policies that they mandate that we follow the federal rules for, which we're going to follow anyways, but we are, yeah.
Part of the deal. Okay.
And do you want to go over anything else that you have on your report?
I wanted you all to be aware of that penalty from the federal government that showed up. We were assessed a $9,000 late fee penalty for our tax return. I've spoken to our auditor multiple times. In fact, I have like almost every other week of panic fall into him, and he calls me back to calm me down. And he has assured us, he put in an extension and filed before that extension expired. So he's really perplexed why it's even been assessed. But he's going to fight it at this point and has written up an appeal, and he shared with me that appeal. He even set up a couple $100 to a good faith payment to show that we weren't just trying to avoid it. He showed me a copy of that check, and he confirmed with us the reason for being late to begin with is we had fires last year and had to delay his coming out to do the audit. So he cited that as well. But and in the final analysis, he said he is absolutely responsible for this. And if they don't reduce it or eliminate it, he will be paying it. I thought, okay, now I can sleep.
Right.
But I've liked the way he's, you know, at least been communicative about it and is taking steps that he's documented.
Great. Hey, so we're ready for DMS. It looks like there's a couple people on.
Well, we have Matthew, who we've had all along, right? Recognize Matthew.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know. Matthew, were you going to introduce Genevieve? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me here tonight. I will be going over our monthly update with actuals through the end of March. And I also want to take the opportunity to introduce you guys to Genevieve. She comes to us with recommendation of Carl, who is one of our co-founders and CFOs at DMS. A wealth of charter school knowledge, been working down south for quite a while. With that, I'll hand it over to Genevieve to say a brief introduction before we move on to our financials.
Well, thank you, Matthew. I'm really thrilled to be here. I'm excited to be able to work with all of you. So I'm joining you with Matthew taking the lead so I can get to know all of you before I transition in. So thank you everyone for having me.
All right, so I'll go ahead and share my screen here for you guys so we can see that. So I'll start with the narrative. Again, this is gonna be our actuals update through the end of March. A couple things that I always like to highlight for you guys is our projected ending cash on hand. We always recommend a minimum of 45 days. So we're well within that range for both of our LEAs with 273 days and 270 days respectively. And that's both above 70% of the annual expenditure. So a very healthy cash position at the moment. One slide I'd like to kind of focus on for a second. And I apologize, this one's a little smaller. Let me zoom in. The reason there's some extra information on here is, as you recall, we brought back a revision to the second interim budget update for the last board meeting. So because the actual budget that was enacted during this time frame was the original second interim budget, we wanted to include both of those. So the actual budget moving forward will be the updated column. That is the approved and submitted second interim budget and will be the final budget for the year. But because we had that older budget during that time, I had to include that for this. So I wanted to clear up any confusion with that. So our column here that I've highlighted is the actual second interim budget that is going to be completing the year. And if we take a look at actuals, we see that Long Valley is at a net operating income of about 500,000 and Thompson Peak is around 6,300. And I'll go into some reasons as to why here on the next page. One thing I did want to highlight for Long Valley is you can see that they're at 75% of their revenue as compared to 65% for Thompson Peak. The reason we have that variance is because of our Safewell project reimbursement. We received two fairly large reimbursements for the Safewell project, which increased our other state revenue quite a bit. So that's going to be the major increase. As you can see, it's 178% for Thompson Peak, but it's only about $36,000. Whereas we're at a much larger distribution for Long Valley, which is why we're raising that overall revenue. And if we scroll down, and again, if anyone has any questions on any specifics on the detail page, please feel free to stop me. Our total expenditures for Long Valley were at 67%. We're again at 75% through the year. So right around where we would expect those absorption rates to be. And for Thompson Peak, we're at 70% with 75% of the year completed. Next up, we'll have our cash flows. And as I touched on for Long Valley, we have approximately 273 days cash on hand. That comes out to be almost $2.4 million, $4 million. Well, we're getting there. Hovering right around $2.3 million. And for Thompson Peak, we're looking at 270 days cash on hand, which represents $1.3 million. Next, I'll zoom out a little bit here. This is our balance sheet section, just something we always like to include in all of our financials to represent the overall health, cash, assets, any liabilities that the company has. And with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
None here, I don't think. Anyone else?
No questions.
All right, well, thank you guys again for having me.
Thank you,
Matthew. Thank you, Genevieve. We are in the midst of, you know, next month we bring you the July budget for the next year. And do we get stats tomorrow from the May revise by the governor?
That's correct. We're hoping to get a lot more clarity on what we're looking at for our budget. I will have a draft over for you this evening, Sherry, but of course that'll just be our first draft. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of changes coming up just so we can get the ball rolling on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all wide open right now. It's on the crazy side, but one day at a time. Okay,
thank you, Matthew and Genevieve. So now we're on item 7D, program reports submitted in writing to include the campus location, special programs, and safety. Any questions or comments on that? Those? Okay, moving on to item 8. A, update on expanded learning opportunities pilot program.
So we've been having about 25 kids in our after school pilot program on Mondays and Wednesdays. They stay from about 3 to 4:30, have a snack. They've been doing some of their computer independent learning programs, iXL and the iReady. They've done hands-on STEAM activities. They made really cute, actually, it was actually cute rocket ships, and they had strings across the stage doing some, I'm not even sure what it was exactly because I was driving the bus and I came late, but they were having a great time. It was definitely STEAM related. I think it had to do with friction, maybe, I don't know, but it was fun. They knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the program, after their activity, they sit down and they spend 10 minutes journaling. So we're trying to get some writing practice in there. And there's enough adults here where there's some good one-on-one. There's probably one adult every 3 to 5 kids. So we've got them divvied up into the two age groups, TK through 2, and then 3 to 5. So it's been going really well. It's a little noisy. I think some of the staff are like, ooh, but that's okay. It's a good noisy. Like, you know, it's a whole, it's nice to have they all get to intermingle. They're, you know, moving around. So it's been really, it's been a good little program. I know Coraline comes. Is she enjoying it?
Yeah, she is. We did like an art project.
Yeah.
And then different whistles one day too out of popsicle sticks. I walked in and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
They put the popsicle sticks together and then made flutes, and each age group went at the end and gave us a concert.
I think it was a really nice way to begin.
Right.
To have a small group to really see what's required, how it's going to run.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. It's been fun, actually. I'm enjoying it myself. But.
I'm aware there's a lot of districts that have not even started
a pilot. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm proud of us.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. Item B, the student CTE presentation.
Aramis. So I see Aramis up there. Does somebody want to introduce him, or what do we?
Hello, my name is Chris. You guys, so most of you know me. This is Mr. Aramis Short. He's a senior here at Thompson Peak Charter, and he has done a robotic experiment to get his second CTE pathway. And he's very proud of it and would like to show it off to you board members. Ms. Kreinzig?
Kelly, do you want me to run it from here?
That might be helpful.
Okay, I was assuming I might need to, so let me just open that window.
I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Sackett too, who has really been helping Aramis with this project and stuff like that. Kathy and Chris and Mr. Sackett have really all put in a lot of effort. So
I will second that. Mr. Here. Sackett has been the main mentor for this young gentleman in this, because this is way beyond my mic end.
He's been here for days, and just all the students.
Hours and hours.
So excited. It's been so excellent.
I was pretty excited when I was up there yesterday. I got to see it in person. Aramis was able to demonstrate it for me, so I can sign off that this is not invented or, you know, mocked up somehow on a computer screen. Okay, let me see what I need to do. I need to share my screen. I'm going to share the sound. You all can see it in here.
My name is I'm a student here at Thompson Peak Charter School. It's currently May 18th.
Hang on, let's make it louder.
For this project, I have designed a robot to traverse an obstacle course using two sensor functions. The first one being the ultrasonic sensor.
Let me get your little faces out of the way. Is there a way to make this louder a little bit there?
Sensor, and the second one being the light slash.
We'll start them again.
Thompson Peak Charter School. It is currently May 18th, 2022. For this project, I have designed a robot to traverse an obstacle course using two sensor functions. The first one being the ultrasonic sensor, and the second one being the light slash color sensor. Both will be used throughout this course, as will be demonstrated. Thank you for watching. The robot can detect objects in its path, as it just did. Is now tracking itself onto the black taped line. It is following the line, making sure not to hit any landmines in its path. It goes off the arc there, but it will realign itself as it just did now. Next segment of the course will be the bridge, as well as the books and the tape that I placed. It's gone over the bridge. final segment of the course that will now zigzag into that box, that makeshift box, where it will end its program. There, made it safer.
Wow.
Thank you for watching.
Okay, give me a minute to stop sharing. Okay, do we have any questions or comments for Aris?
I have one question. So about how big is it?
How big is it?
Well,
when you say that, it's fairly small. I actually have it in the flex space. I could come here.
You talk, I'll go get it.
Oh, you'll get it?
Yeah.
I went with a smaller design so it would be more mobile and lightweight so that it wouldn't have too much of a load, since the obstacle course itself, if I went with a heavier design, it might have gone as well.
Nice, very impressive.
Thank you.
I watched him on the fly making adjustments, like when it wouldn't quite make the turn right, he'd go in and reprogram and just, a lot of troubleshooting in that.
Actually. Oh yes, a lot of it was trial and error, but here we have the robot itself. It's barely.
Curtis built that robot too, by the way.
And,
from a big box of parts.
Yeah, the part that I made this out of was the Lego Mindstorms educational set, and with that included some sensors as well as actuators. And the actuators, as you can see there, act as its wheel motors. The light sensor there can detect. It has three modes, actually, which it can detect light and color. The reflective light intensity is what I used for the black tape line. The color sensor is what I used for the blue and black lined tape segment after it went over the bridge. And the third and final setting that it has is ambient light intensity, which essentially it tracks the reflected light off of surfaces. I didn't really need to use that for this obstacle course in particular. And up here is the ultrasonic sensor. The way this operates is it sends out an ultrasonic frequency that we can't hear. That reflects and bounces off of objects in its path. It gets received back and it can give me a measurement distance in centimeters and in inches. Its max centimeter length that it can detect is 255 centimeters, which is around 7 feet. And that is really the only two sensors that I needed for this obstacle course. Any questions?
I'm curious what made you decide to do this particular project as your capstone for the engineering pathway?
Of course. Well, my original idea was actually not to go with a Lego Mindstorms robot in the first place. I was actually trying to use the sensors from that box set and a metal chassis from another box set, a Tetrix Max, I think it was.
Yeah.
Tetrix Max. And that involved DC actuated motors that I thought would be powerful enough and fairly good enough to run an obstacle course better. But I ran out of time. I realized that in order to actually code those, I would need LabVIEW, which unfortunately that is owned by National Instruments now, which requires a monthly subscription. So I went with the Classroom app from EV3.
So if I might interject, Mr. Short did very much the trial and error and problem solving techniques that are going to make him succeed later. He sweat and put hours into this project, and it came together in the last couple of days.
That's right.
This was started a couple months ago, about 2 months ago.
Yes, about 2 months ago.
Just for the capstone itself. And the hours put in were incredible.
Thank you, sir. I had a couple of ideas first that I wanted to do for the project, but I think the obstacle course was the most probable. and also visually appealing. I had another idea that I was going to try originally, but I didn't think it would be good enough and not really as exciting as an obstacle course. I originally was going to have the ultrasonic sensor attached to the robot, just go back and forth in a motion and try and protect a net behind it from any
like a soccer goalie.
Yeah, like a soccer goalie. Any like, I was going to use miniature super balls as well. But trying it out in practice wasn't as practical as making an obstacle course that uses two sensors. Sorry.
I want to know, how long have you been with us, Aramis? When did you come to our school?
Oh, well, I've been with this school for quite a while.
Since sixth grade.
You'll be leaving us soon.
I'm sorry?
You'll be leaving us soon.
Yes, I will be attending Lassen Community College come August.
Excellent.
And I'm very... Oh, yes?
Another comment. I'm not sure what you have planned to do other presentations, but I think it would be really neat to show that to younger students.
Yeah,
so that absolutely. They can see what they're capable of.
What the possibilities are, absolutely agree.
Yes,
I'd be honored. Great, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, no thank problem. You thank you for your time.
I have a question.
Yes?
Somebody came and moved the obstacle course a little bit, would you have to reprogram the robot or would it still make its way through?
Yes, it's very sensitive to the distance. So if I tried moving the obstacles in a different direction, it wouldn't have completed the course.
The programming would have to be changed. You got to program it for each obstacle course?
Yes.
Is there a way you could program it where it could adapt to the different obstacle courses? Or they may take different kinds of sensors, maybe.
With
more powerful.
It would possibly be doable with a more powerful coding program, like LabVIEW. There are projects out there like Wanderer robots that are from the same company as this robot here, Lego Mindstorms. Any more questions?
We applaud you.
Yes, very nice.
Thank you.
And recording it ahead like that, I think, was just perfect.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your time.
He's such a sweet kid. Like, not kids.
Fantastic presentation and work.
Okay, so now we'll move on to the spring survey results.
So all of you have a stack.
Pile of papers.
Yes. So if you know, that's for your future. Take that home with you. Okay. I did want to send it just via email. Yeah. That's a lot, right? And you need to see it in color and in person. What I've asked the leaders from each location to do is just share a couple of their highlights and concerns. And then if you'd like to look at it and you have anything more to contribute next month, we'll do that. Okay. So can we start with you, Misty?
Yeah. I went through the staff survey first, and I think the takeaway there was that the majority of the staff would like more training in ELA and math supports for RTI students. About half the staff is looking for training on implementation of the standards. And I think especially right now, I think we're looking for ways to engage our students more. We can see that there's, you know, that's lacking a little bit. And so just how can we implement these standards with more engaging activities, moving away from the book, project-based learning. And that is actually brought up in the next bullet from staff, is a number of staff members are interested in project-based learning. So that was kind of the big, you know, high numbers there. Parents, as you read through there, you're going to see we do have a disgruntled parent. You'll see a trend among survey responses.
I'm called out.
Yeah.
What? I'm called out in it.
Yeah, and the disgruntled parent has been.
Yeah, what page is this?
It's been a while coming, so.
She just has bullet points.
You can talk with us later more about that if you would like, but you'll clearly see that one disgruntled parent. Most of the parents use Parent Square as their primary form of communication with, and the majority of the parents are pleased with it. We do have that few amount that say, oh, we need more communication. We need more communication. It's not a huge number, but it's there every time, and it's still there. And even if we call them personally, I'm just like, but that's still one of the things they said. There's just no communication. 83% of the parents who answered the survey do not feel like their students are experiencing stress or disengaged from school with everything that's been going on, which kind of surprised me, which, you know, at least the few that said yes, but I'm surprised at that answer, to be honest with you. Most of them are like, no. And 97% of our parents feel the school is a safe place. So those were kind of the highlights, big numbers. Like I said, with the exception of our one. So the biggest concern that I, actually that's, there was one more that I noted as the biggest concern, is that we're not informing parents about their student progress enough, which I was, as reading through there, we've already built in a whole additional set of parent-teacher conferences for next year, and we're making it to where teachers now have two conferences a year with their students' teacher versus that one, you know, so they'll have an opportunity right at the beginning, and they always have opportunities to set up appointments throughout the year, but then there will be that set scheduled time where parents will come in twice a year and have those meetings. So I'm thinking that was a good thing that we did now after reading these surveys. And then we did the students, TK through second. They're always so positive. We love those little guys. You know, they're like, yes, school is safe. 97% feel it's safe. And the one says, one kid said, I don't know. 100% of those students feel the adults stop bullying. 100% of those students said their teachers do fun, engaging activities. So, you know, those primary grades are like, yeah. Third through fifth get to the survey. It was testing, there was a lot going on. And so third through fifth in high school, there was a little bit of a struggle with getting the survey done this year, just due to timing. Sixth through eighth did speak up. 90% of those students feel the adults are kind and caring. We did have a low percent of students that feel students show respect. In other words, we have a higher percent right now that feel students are not being respectful to one another. We do have a lot going on up in those middle schools where students are just like having a moment. They're feeling like they're being teased or bullied, and you know, so we which makes me think that we need to be more consistent with our SEL program, really continue to develop that and use it more consistently throughout our curriculum, throughout our week, because clearly the kids are feeling it. 65% of the students said teachers and staff stop incidents of bullying. So to me, that number should be higher too. I would have to really get in there and talk to them, I think, to see why they think that, like what's missing. Because when we get to the comment section, you get a whole nother viewpoint from this middle school. Over 50% of the students feel learning is not interesting and fun. We have a very high percentage of our kids that feel like their learning right now is just not interesting and fun. Again, kind of goes back to what we were talking up here about having those more engaging lessons and really involving those students more in their learning, moving away from the constant use of textbooks and utilizing computers for testing and utilizing to help with the engaging activities, not to be their main source of sit down, read this, and answer the questions. So I think that that's just things we need to look at moving forward, because middle school kids are really saying, hey, yeah, not fun up here. And I think part of that goes to, you know, there's so many other activities in terms of their dramas times that, you know, it kind of takes away. Teachers sometimes struggle to do those extra activities when, you know, they're dealing with other things. So the other thing I think that reading the comments when we give this survey, I think we need to really, with those older kids especially, is there's got to be that conversation or discussion that happens before the survey is given. Because we saw a lot of answers like, nothing, can I just go home now? Like, so you could see where some of them are just clicking away, not taking it seriously. You'll read the comments and you'll just go, okay, right? So I think just having those discussions with kids prior to taking these types of surveys, I think is always very important.
Well, hats off to you. As Misty has noticed some behavioral things going on at middle school, she has spent a lot more of her time hanging out with that group to, you know, support what's happening there. So thank you. Yes, you're having fun.
We're having fun.
The kids are having fun with you, but we can't clone you. It's a problem. Jared?
Hello, everybody. I would like to start with the Portola staff survey highlights today. So there were some really good highlights on mine, and one of them was, I feel like I am part of the team. And every one of my teachers said yes, which, you know, with our current world and separation that we've gone through, our ups and downs, that's pretty good. And then, so one of the really interesting ones is a question about taking care of ourselves and your, you know, your own social emotional stuff and how the school can support you. And apparently food is the answer to my staff's heart. providing breakfast, lunch, they're happy. If, as long as there's some level of food involved, they're good. And then one of the things that the staff said we needed to continue and to constantly improve on is our math and ELA support, which we've hired another para that'll be here for next year, and we're moving in that direction. For the parent survey, the school's a safe place for their student. All of them said yes. The school respects them. They all said yes. You know, one of our biggest issues here in Portola is getting parent involvement. If you couldn't guess from how much we fought to get a parent to be willing to be on the board. But there's a question that asks, you know, what training can we give you? How can we help you? And 90% of them skipped. One of them said, I'm not interested in anything. And the other one said they'd like a math training. So when we struggle with you know, having food as an enticing way to bring people in and parents not wanting to be involved, that's always a struggle we have. So we have a PTSA here, like the official PTSA, and this year it's only teachers on the PTSA, which, to be fair, you know, in the past half of them have had students here, but, you know, just that parental involvement. Then for our 6th through 12th, 100% said, I feel school is safe. They feel we listen to them and adults are kind and caring. Most of them understand their goals that are expected through them, for their coursework. And, the one that kind of bothered me a little bit on this, our 6th through 12th, is 9 said they weren't aware that we had a counselor that comes here, which we've put word out multiple times, but apparently it hasn't made it to those students, which kind of surprised me. And K-5, they were all relatively positive responses. And that concludes Portola's survey highlights. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. Kelly?
Excellent. All right, so for our surveys, TK through five, 95% agree that the following, on the following, safe school, caring adults, fun classes, teachers stop bullying. The comments were just like Missy kind of said, they're all just so positive at that, that grade. So I couldn't really identify in that area any areas for growth. 6 through 12, we had 65 participants, which is pretty large for the survey. 100% of students said the following, that adults care and listen to the students, which is like, that's pretty phenomenal. 98% of the students feel safe here, that there's no bullying. 88% said students discuss progress often, and 75% the school allows them to be creative. And overall, the comments are really positive. Areas of growth, which kind of Jared just said for his site too, is 33% or 22 students didn't know that we have a general ed counselor here, which, I mean, we have flyers here and we post it and stuff, but I think it just has to be more conversations maybe. 18% of students felt sad for more than 2 weeks. 30%, so this one's really interesting. 32% of students do not or unsure of what mastery grading is, but 92% of understand and knew what power standards they were working on during the year, which is pretty phenomenal. I've been here for 7 years and that is like truly a victory for our power standards. And that is great because we put a lot of time and effort into that. So we can see the mastery-based grading or mastery of those standards is the next step, but the fact that those many students knew what it was, and that was pretty great. For the parent one, there was 38 participants, and then over 94% of the parents feel that the school is safe, respected. They feel respected and encouraged to participate. 97% of parents feel well-informed about their child's learning and or events. The areas of growth, which is some of these are already in our WASC, so that's great, is parents commented on helping children move from the isolation of COVID. There was one parent comment about that. Having parent squares be sent via text, and communication is always an area that we need to work on wherever you are. And then parent workshops, which is definitely in our WASC, about including math, social emotional learning, and bringing back parent nights and things like that. A lot of positive things about the dances that we had, so that was excellent. The staff, they felt supported by admin, felt it's a positive place to work. 100% of the teachers said that they build in times for individual conversations with students to allow them voice and choice in their learning, which really mirrors our individualized program, so that's great. Areas of growth that the staff feels, there needs to be focus on tools for tracking mastery, additional support for students in mathematics and ELA, specifically RTI, and then new teacher training.
Thank you.
I have a quick one.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at their grades 6 through 12. Okay. They have
group.
Portola.
Okay.
0% bullied, then I'm going to our 6 through 12.
For Doyle?
Yeah, and it's 33.33%. So one out of three kids have been bullied.
That responded.
I didn't know we had
and
a
that's
bully.
That's 6 through 8 only. I know it says 6 through 12, but Misty told us
okay.
High schoolers did not participate.
Okay, so.
And those kids are on site every
yeah.
day, where
every day, all day.
Our independent study. They
oh,
only
whoa.
Come in for a week.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'm like 0%. There's no way, right? Okay.
Well, that's why.
And
when you only have 10 kids gathered twice a week.
Right. But these kids are here every day and
all day
and
in each other's business.
And there's probably one or two kids that do the bullying type of story
yeah.
or whatever. Okay. I'm like 0%.
And then you have to remember kids. If you don't have this discussion before, if you don't have a discussion with these kids before the survey on truly what bullying is, their definition of bullying is very different than our definition of bullying.
So it all kind of, that's what I'm saying. Those discussions are really important, but yeah, no.
Right. I was just wondering how they had 0%, but okay, yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Thanks for asking that. Yeah. No, and I think all the signs are there. Teachers want more training on RTI kind of stuff, which Whitney's taking on big time.
I need to clone myself.
Yeah.
I haven't figured that out yet.
We know when you do.
Yeah, I think that's one of our biggest issues. When I read through all the staff comments, it'd be great to have more bodies and more help. We just can't hire anybody.
But
we have such a small pool in Susanville, you know, where it's a larger pool, but there's a lot of schools and we're all stealing each other's staff members, you know, to hire. It's really... that it's a rough place right now for hiring.
So. He takes some long-term vision because I don't.
What?
You started here as a what? When you first started working here.
A student.
I was
an aide. Well, I remember those days.
Yeah. I started as an aide in the office. I worked my way around until I got my degree.
Somebody we are definitely working on growing our own.
Yeah,
we have some people at Thompson Peak. We have people at Portola. There's people here that we are.
I know that Whitney's and Missy's don't grow on trees, but you guys are here.
Right. We are rallying. We are rallying our locals, especially the paras. We have
Autumn
going to school.
Elle's been around for a while too.
Yeah. No.
Oh, Autumn.
But we got to find more of them.
Cobra. I know she's good.
Yeah. No, and she is going to school, so it's just trying to get. Like you said, getting those people to
and you all school have, and you all in that educator effectiveness fund that you approved how we would spend it, we put money specifically for paras to be taking college courses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're, I think every one of us are
encouraging. Then you just, you know, encourage
it. Yeah.
That's not right. But you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like a win-lose. Right?
Okay, any other questions on the survey results? If so, bring it to the next meeting, right?
After you read your novel.
Yeah, right.
Well, and you can always shoot me a question if you have like a particular question. Why is it like that?
Yeah.
I really don't want it.
Yeah. I'm giving you an immediate answer, but
you know, next month we'll be looking at that LCAP. And we just want to make sure anything that is a concern has been addressed through there, which I can guarantee it is right now, but you might see something else and wonder about it.
Okay, so we'll move on to the action items.
Mm-hmm.
Item A, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the UCCSU A through G plan.
So mouthful.
Second.
All in favor by roll.
I'm going to ask for discussion.
That's right. Any discussion? Nope. Okay. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Jason?
Aye.
Okay. Item B, discussion and possible action regarding approval of KIT funds plan.
Discussion.
Get a second. Are you seconding me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any discussion on that? Okay. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Item C, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated telework policy 1011.
All second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this about the lady that emailed us about teleworking? And did she get a hold of you via email?
I don't know.
She wanted your email as well. I told her to get a hold of you. I think she's a teacher at Thompson Peak.
Is that you, Amanda?
Is that iPhone?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to juggle two things at once.
Amanda did communicate with me.
Okay, about the teleworking and...
To see if there was an option for her to have a teleworking.
Right, she had a kid that broke her leg and there was some... Did that all get smoothed out?
We had a discussion about what positions were available. That telework policy is not.
Oh, that's of, not part
that's
of
not
this.
What that
oh, is. Okay. Okay. I was just curious.
We're just defining. We've had a telework policy for a while, and we did an update that addressed COVID kinds of why you might need to be out for COVID and who we could do that for. You know, if you have a job that allows you to work remotely.
Okay. But this has nothing to do with that particular incident.
Not really.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So this action item is the update on our telework policy.
Correct.
Right. So I think the action item on the table then is to approve the telework policy as it was updated that was sent out in the agenda.
So this is the opportunity though for discussion. Amanda, was there anything you would wanted to add to the discussion?
Yeah, I do. I just feel like it should be more of a fair policy. I know that there's some staff members that are allowed to telework. I've been denied telework several times. And I just feel like with a teacher shortage that we need to offer something to, keep teachers, good teachers. And so I just feel like, there needs to be some fairness amongst the staff.
And I want to just address that if you are under the impression that there is unfairness, I would love you to write that up so I could respond to that or bring it forward to the board if that's, an appropriate place. But I don't think this policy really, the update to the policy is not something that would differ from what you're discussing.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Amanda, Sean Keezy, did you have access to the policy?
I did. So I think that the policy just states that it will be on a case-by-case basis and that it will be at the discretion of the administration. And I just don't feel like, I've been denied telework so many times and I just, it's crazy.
Are you working?
And I didn't sign a contract for next year. You guys are losing my parents are sad. It's too bad.
Where are you working, Amanda?
And I'm at Thompson Peak. For the rest of the year.
Will you write that email to Sherry?
Yeah, I can email Sherry. Absolutely.
Great. Is there anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks.
I don't know what the particulars are. I do know her personally. She's a wonderful.
I think she's a great teacher.
Yeah, but I don't know the particulars, so stay out of that.
I can kind of speak from the other side of that a little bit, being a site-based, but yeah.
So the action item then is to either approve or disapprove of the updates for the telework policy.
Right. Do you have a motion in a second?
Right.
And
so all in
take
favor of
you can
the,
have a discussion too, right? If there's anybody thinks anything should be added or deleted.
Right. We're still in discussion mode.
Yes.
I don't know how you get around case by case.
the case by case explanation is that it depends on what job you have.
I know.
Right.
The same thing in my work. I don't know how you would get around that. Policy wise.
Right, right. Because you can't, as Misty was saying, if one of the teachers here asks that, the answer would be no, because the kids are on campus. You need to come in, work with them. There's no way to make that a remote position. I can't have the cook in the kitchen have a remote position.
Right.
Or the janitor, or the maintenance people.
You could do a short term with a teacher where if you had classroom management, but you'd have to pull staff for that. If you had like a Zoom or something like that, that would be difficult.
Lots
as well.
Of options. And it was one of the things that we discussed about maybe a 3 day a week, you know, come in and then do some other tasks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always willing to explore based on position duties. And
are there other teachers that have been granted telework from that side?
Kelly?
No. So currently the only telework that's been allowed would be for COVID related issues. It's not if your kid's sick or you have to take a kid to a doctor or something. The only teleworking that we've been allowing is COVID related.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the one. She's the teacher with the kid that broke the leg.
Yep.
Right. And she emailed us. And the only teleworking that is approved is COVID related. If your kid's home with a broken leg, it was one of those deals. But okay, I'm just making sure that was her.
Mm-hmm.
There are staff members that telework. So
teachers.
There's a special ed teacher at Thompson Peak. There's a personalized learning teacher at the Portola, or one of the sites that teleworks full time. So I understand like the Doyle site, like the teachers who are on campus, absolutely, that, you know, it would be a struggle, but we're independent study. I have parents that email me all the time and they're like, hey, we can't make it in today. Can we Zoom? And so I do feel like being at Thompson Peak, it's something that, you know, we could work out.
That's non-corona, but those are specialty teachers. Non-corona related, right? But those two teachers.
Correct. They are not COVID related.
But they may be.
They are job duty related.
No Gen A teachers that you know.
Nope.
Just trying to get all the facts.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm happy to share.
The motion to approve the updated telework policy.
That's what's on the paper right now as we received it.
I'll motion.
It's already okay. So approve as submitted to us in the agenda based on roll. Sean DC. Will Kominick, aye. Jason?
Aye.
Okay. Item D, discussion and possible action regarding approval of resolution number 2021-22-02, the loan security agreement for the USDA $1.2 million loan to purchase 995 Paiute Lane, Susanville, which is Thompson Peak. I'll make a motion.
Sorry.
Any discussion? Approval by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Jason?
Aye.
Item E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of resolution 2021-22-03 to authorize the executive director / superintendent to execute purchase and renovation loan documents on behalf of the Long Valley Charter School Board. I'll second. All in favor? Oh, any discussion? All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Jason?
Aye.
Item F, discussion and possible action regarding approval of employee mileage stipends for
22-23. So that was an add-on piece.
Yeah, I forgot how much more it was. With gas prices, you gotta do something.
And the truth is to get people to each of our locations, like, from here, if you don't live in Doyle, you're probably traveling 45 miles.
Right.
Right. Even up to Susanville or Reno. So this would provide some relief, I think, and could be something we renew each year or not, but at least for next year.
These are to get our teachers here.
It just helps to offset. If it's not paying the whole thing, it's not a mileage reimbursement. We're just saying, however far you are based on that, we're going to give you a monthly stipend to help with your gasoline.
Also, this is just for the month rates.
Yeah, just every month.
Wow. We're just going to hope gas is going to come down.
Well, no, I'm not. Right now, they're getting nothing toward
no,
that.
No, I know.
They're trying to say, here's some cash toward that.
It's something, but it ain't very much.
You could make a motion with it, yes.
I mean,
you sure could.
We have
Genevieve, really good, you're sitting there, you're hearing this going on, right?
We have good teachers. I don't want to lose them. That's my only concern. It's hard.
Well, I'll tell you what, teachers. I'm going to come back next month seeking a little more of an increase for all the teachers, okay?
As far
which
as
then is
pay?
Added, yeah, which is then added to their base of pay.
Okay,
because the state's talking about giving us more money
next
year. So I'm going to ask that. So this is a little added extra that doesn't go to the base of their pay.
Right.
But they could certainly ask for more.
But they can get this now, and we're going to give them a raise. We're talking about next month.
For next year.
We're going to bring it up for next month and give them a raise next year.
You have some ideas on rates?
Just looking at it, man, somebody's driving from Cold Springs or eating it, driving out here.
Right, and we.
I mean, eating it.
I'm the farthest one in, so I live in Northwest Reno.
Okay.
So I also drive a very large vehicle, which is my choice, but.
That's fine. How much do you think you spend on gas a month?
I don't want to say. I have to fill my truck up every 4 days driving back and forth to work. And it's over $100. So
and you're in the 41 and over miles.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm probably pushing close to 800 to 1,000 a month in gas right now.
Oh my goodness.
But that's also my trips home, or you know, sometimes I do drive to Susanville or Portola for work and the vans aren't always available and stuff, but
So I'm going to say you should be putting in for mileage.
I was
going to
say
when you're doing that.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I'll use the car.
Correct.
Right.
I was thinking at least double, but I don't know what we have in our budget. I don't know if it's going to
We have almost a school year of surplus.
I don't want to give anybody a heart attack or anything, but I mean.
Nobody here would have a heart attack.
Well,
right?
I'm just looking at it.
Double would be 62,000 a year.
I've driven all over District 5 over the last month, and I don't even want to talk about how much gas I've spent. So I'm just thinking it's so hard to keep good employees.
Genevieve or Matthew, you have any comments if we doubled that stipend to go from an estimated annual cost of $31,000 to
$62,000? Let me check, Matthew. I know he's working on the details of it. So I'm not sure on the impact of that doubling.
It's all about spending, right? Yeah. And how we choose to spend our money. Sure. I want to compensate our employees more.
Absolutely. Just gas is just so much. I've been dying. I'm just watching other companies do this every time I go to gas.
I think it's great that you're looking at ways to do this.
We could table this and let us take a little more time to develop the budget out and see if we can't double it or if it makes sense to double it. So it makes sense to double it if you're 0 to 10 miles away, or, you know, maybe we can look and see what.
Well, here's the question. If we doubled it, would it affect the race? The proposed race that you're thinking of?
It could, because it's going to depend on. Literally, tomorrow we learn a lot more information on what our budget revenues are going to look like next year.
I was just going to say that.
We can still go into effect with 7-1 if we next
one. Yeah, I was going to say this doesn't go into effect until.
So we'd die for lack of motion and we'd ask Sherry to bring us back forward.
So
we can study it further with real information and go from there.
Can I make a motion table thing? I wasn't sure if she could do that. All right. I think we should. Good points.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that you want to do that. I just want to make sure with a raise and this.
Well, I was looking at $125 being doubled, not $31,000 being doubled. Just and you know, I'm like, whoa, we just really
that's what's gonna happen.
Well, I know, I get it. I get the whole thing. It's like, oh, that's a lot of money.
The majority of our staff is in those lower categories, just so you know.
Okay, well then
0 to 30.
So it might not actually
even 0 to 20.
No, it's the opposite.
Oh, on the higher end.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The higher end.
Oh, majority
end.
21 is 21 to 41.
Okay, got it.
Absolutely.
And we love our staff, though. I mean, I just don't want to.
Well, but we still
don't want to lose a teacher. Well, yes, but yes.
And I still think, I mean, the idea of a salary increase is because of the work you're doing, and so. I think this still needs to be considered because just because you get an increase in salary means all of it's going to pay for your gas, isn't it?
Right.
So we still need both.
I am going to consider the double and put it into our numbers and just make sure it comes out.
And we'll just
bring it back to you.
Get Mr. Matthew to get us more money, right?
Yeah, don't use your fundraising.
Yeah.
We'll find a way. How's that?
All right.
Okay. Item F is tabled. Item G, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the NRCS proposal for the Doyle Loop property, which we have announced right now.
You guys
want a
motion in a second, and then can discuss it? Or
we have to know exactly what we're in.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we go with the proposal that we received.
So can I
go
on with that? So the current proposal concerns you to, we're going to give permission for our lessee to utilize the herbicide program that was developed by NRCS. Mm-hmm. We support that. He's going to continue to do the field ryegrass. What is it?
Cover crop.
And use our older ag well that's near the church to run water to 3 troughs to provide water to the grazing herd. This includes running underground pipework. This is not at our expense. This is simply, we have to give permission for that to happen on our property.
Nothing to do with the extension of lease?
Nope, not at all.
Or irrigation?
Not at all.
Okay.
And that's the thing that you guys will want to meet with.
Yeah.
Cash and continue those conversations.
We still maintain the rights to the decreed water flow.
Correct. Yeah. I think there's lots of conversation to be had about some possibilities. This felt easy. And the NRCS was looking for an answer because it's the end of their application cycle.
Well, yeah, no matter what we decide to do at the end of the lease, we still want to have 2 years of water study. If we want to continue programs at school with NRCS, they got to have 2 years of study. So basically, we're just approving that and kind of start the studies too, right? With the NRCS
I can only say is I don't know that Mr. Wemple will do all these things. I don't even know that he'll spend his money within RCS's money to do all these things. So I don't know that we'll have any kind of water study yet.
Okay. And the herbicides. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
The herbicides are $800-something an acre. And that, well, NRCS is going to pay up to 20%. Well, half, but now because of inflation, he said it's around 20% is what they cover.
Yeah,
and he's got to do the work himself as well. So.
So the action would be to give him permission to use herbicides, continue, give him permission to continue to establish a cover crop, and give him permission to utilize the old ag well to run the water to the water troughs.
Within the limits of the NRCS.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a beautiful motion.
Thank you. Okay.
Who made the motion?
Roman. I did.
Thank you.
Okay, so all in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Jason?
Aye.
Okay. Item H, discussion and possible action regarding approval of added duty summer work.
Don't ask to double it, okay?
I don't even know. I got questions.
Okay, move to approve as presented.
Discussion?
Added summer work. What summer work is it to do?
Okay, I'm just getting.
I'm naive.
Oh no!
First summer on the board.
Lisa.
So it includes. That's what. Right. It includes the expanded learning summer pilot for 2 weeks. Preparing for new food services programming, developing master-based lessons, offering a pilot summer school program for high schoolers, and summer tutoring.
And these are people that have already been identified and are willing, but we
to work right in the summer.
And part of that is they come from different funds. So like those KIT funds has training. So the person who's going to be working on learning the new food service systems would be paid from that pot of money. You know, that's a separate fund. And for the summer pilots, that's coming from extended learning opportunities, grant money, so it's all.
And this is all to continue with the progress on the school's LCAP goals.
Yep. And it's just, there's, because we don't have enough people, we don't have enough time to get all that stuff done during the middle of the school year when you're teaching kids and then trying to develop some of that other stuff. And thankfully, the great staff we have, a lot of them are willing to take that time as long as they're fairly compensated for it. Yep.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Based on roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Jason?
Aye.
Okay. And future items. So we need to add
mileage stipend.
Mileage stipend, and then do we need to add anything on the surveys?
No. Oh, we can make a note of it.
Okay.
Survey questions.
And you're bringing the proposed raise next time too?
Yeah. They are threatening to increase the COLA for us for next year, so I'd really like to.
Threatening?
Yeah, I'm joking. They're going to increase the COLA.
Do we know what it is?
Well, we've been told it's 6%. Wait.
Good night.
What are they talking about, you guys? Have I heard like 15?
Oh, now he's back. He heard double. Like, all of a sudden he's back on the screen. I might be
higher than 6?
Yeah, that's what they're
saying. So
if we were adjourned, I might say we have.
That's cool.
Go ahead, Matthew. Say something.
We got gas.
I didn't want to raise any eyebrows, but we are confirmed at least 6.54 for next year. You can look at that almost as one-time money. There was also a proposition, and we'll learn a lot more tomorrow, that an additional $2.8 billion would be added to base funding, which would result in approximately an effective COLA of about 10%.
So, but understand that the what the COLA is for a school is not what you're thinking about.
It's not always passed on, I know.
It doesn't, but because.
It irritated me to no end when I was in
because the they're putting that COLA on the money we get per student.
On ADA.
On ADA. Yes. And we've had loss of ADA over this last year.
Yeah.
So thank goodness it's going up because maybe we'll make about the same amount of money. I expect we'll still make a little more. But we have to be careful on how much. So I at least want to acknowledge and put some of that into salary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Cher, you captured it perfectly. It's almost like an additional one-time money because that won't continue into the following out years.
We have to be careful how much we put into base salary.
Right.
But yeah. I think we can put a little bit of base salary, mileage reimbursement, and then we can do those, you know, you've been all good about approving. You know, a couple times a year, we're able to give some little extra bonuses. So when we see we have that cash that we can do it.
And then we'll look at the mileage stipends yearly, I assume.
That's what I'm thinking we should do at this point.
Yeah.
And if gas goes down, then we could always.
Right.
We can never take that.
Oh. No takeaways.
Well, this room would be full of people. I like it the way it is. Thanks for
yeah.
I think you're doing a good job already.
Okay, so that's it to add.
Okay.
Anything else?
I got something I forgot about.
Does the school-wide assessment plan include our kinder assessments?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure so I know what I have to
practice. I put it on there, right? Yep.
Yep, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
I got one thing I forgot to bring up earlier. The chess tournament. Mm-hmm. Our team cleaned up. And
it did?
Oh yeah. Man, my daughter did not. She took fourth place, but there was a lot of goals. I'm talking kindergarten, second grade. I don't know how many other grades, but
I think we had a kid place every grade.
Every yeah. grade. And there were six schools there.
And
we right?
got the most kids.
You brought the most kids?
Oh,
wow.
But there were six schools.
Six
right?
First or second place winners.
And one of our kids yeah. took the whole thing.
Was it Justin?
For, yeah, for his.
Yeah. yeah.
Was it tournament in Susanville?
Gainesville. We cleaned up. It was cool to watch. It was
so.
Really,
who
really
ran
nice.
That program?
Jenny
and Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they did a
Jenny from the block, and Mariah was the chess masters.
Yeah.
Mariah took the her kids took the four move victory checkmate. I mean, it was awesome.
The older boy, Leighton.
Leighton, I think.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool to watch her school kids.
Yeah, that Long Valley does a really good job.
That chess tournament's strong, man. That chess teacher,
Mr.
Lakeman,
who was running the tournament.
Yes, there was a trainer in the room. That turned to James Hill. Yeah, I forgot all about that. It was a killer.
Great.
Are we good?
I think
adjourn?
So.
We adjourn?
We'll adjourn at 7:03.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Sorry, Matthew. You said double the gas mileage.
Thank you.